Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast. And up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hear thee, hear thee. It is time for me to advertise my Patreon. Patreon.com/MatthewDonald. They can find bonus content for Paleobites, where we discuss pop culture featuring prehistoric animals rather than just prehistoric animals themselves. And this month we're talking about Walking with Cavemen. Another one of those Walking with, but it's not really affiliated with the other Walking with, like Dinosaurs, Monsters, and Beasts, but it's its own little thing, and yeah, it's all right. Thank you for your support, and have a good day! Slapping my belly!
Roar! Growl! Snarl! Bellow!
Welcome to Paleobites, the podcast about the Albertosaurus, Bambi Raptor, Cryolophosaurus, Delta Dromius, Eoraptor, Fukui Raptor, Gigantospinosaurus, Halskaraptor, Irritator, Jurotitan, Cryptons, Leptoceratops, Monolophosaurus, Nanooksaurus, Odordromius, Pachyrhinosaurus, Chinzosaurus, Rugops, Saltosaurus, Triceratops, Udonoceratops, Viraptor, Wintonotitan, Xenoposeidon, Yanglong, Nadzuniceratops. And yes, I've done the alphabet of dinosaurs before in a previous intro, but see, these are all new dinosaurs, so it's new content. There's so many dinosaurs. Here, I'll do it again.
Okay, I guess you can take a breath.
But the Amargosaurus, Barosaurus, Coelophysis, Dicotodon, Eustriptus spondylus, Fulgurotherium, Gallimimus, Helioceratops, Indosuchus, Dahelosaurus, Coreoceratops, Lethsuthosaurus, Mapusaurus, Neovenator, Ornitholestes, Patagotitan, King Lingosaurus, Rapinosaurus, Sinraptor, Tyrosaurus, Oneosaurus, Volcanodon, Windoceratops, Zhuminglong, Ziamontosaurus, and Zingongosaurus. I could do it again! Archivenator, Brachylophosaurus, Corythosaurus, Deinonychus, Erectopus, Fukuotitan, Gargoylosaurus, Haplocanthosaurus, Iguanocolossus, Jangchalosaurus, Cosmoceratops, Limnionsternus, Macrogryphosaurus, Diplosaurus, Orcaraptor, Pachycephalosaurus, Quintexaurus, Regaliceratops, Sitanoraptor, Triatitan, Utahceratops, Valbonovanitrix, Wanonosaurus, Shawnosaurus, Yuminglong, and Zappalosaurus. I can do it again! Acrocanthosaurus!
Okay, take a breath. Okay. Easy, buddy. Holy Toledo,
I've never heard that one before.
You never heard that, really?
No, that's good. I like that. Anyways, my name's Matthew Donald. And a rotating series of guest co-hosts talk about rated genes of prehistoric animal, be a dinosaur, mammal, arthropod, and so on. This week, I'm joined by Stephen Kerr. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good to hear, man.
You put dinosaur train to shame right there with their...
Oh, my God. There's so many dinosaurs. I did an X series of this show where I had... There was a bunch of dinosaurs or a bunch of creatures that began with X. So like Xiphactinus, Xenosmilus, Xenoposeidon.
Xenosmilus.
Yeah. Shumunglong. There's a bunch of them, but I've realized there's enough of them I could do an X squared series. Or it's like two X, isn't it? Like Shabalba Onyx.
Talk about the dinosaur X files.
Yeah, exactly. Shabalba Onyx, Zingiosaurus. It's all mostly Chinese stuff, but yeah. I need a break. What were we talking about today? Oh, that's right. We're talking about the biggest dinosaurs. Some break. This is one of the biggest dinosaurs. We're talking about Sora Poseidon after all that nonsense. Sora Poseidon. This is a classic one for us, but most people don't know about it, which is a damn shame, I say.
It is. Like, seriously. This guy is a contender.
Yes, Lizard of the Earthquake God, Poseidon himself. He wasn't just a god of oceans. He was a god of earthquakes as well. And of horses, too.
Yes.
It's weird. Do you think the horses galloped and caused earthquakes?
Maybe. I don't know. I've noticed that about the Greek mythology. They like to double up. They'll be, you know, a god or goddess will be the god of very specific things, and then one oddball thing doesn't quite fit.
Like, Apollo's the god of music, but he's also the god of the sun, but not as much as Helios, who is also the god of the sun, but also kind of the god of light. And like, yeah.
It's very strange.
Zeus is the god of storms, but also the king of the gods, but also someone else.
He's the god of the sky.
Athena is like the goddess of wisdom and like of battles, but strategic battles. Well, Ares is the god of war. He's all about rage. Like, yes. So not strategy either.
Athena is also the goddess of olives.
Oh, there you go.
Yes.
Is one of them a goddess of pomegranates or whatever?
Maybe.
Because like they talk about the palms, you know? I don't know. I've played Hades a lot. They have a palm of power. Oh. You ever played Hades? That's a great game.
I think you told me about it.
Such a good game.
I haven't tried it.
You can fall in love with a severed Medusa head.
That's strange.
You can also fall in love with Thanatos. The main character is very pan, so... Mm. Zephyrus is his name, I think. Zacharias.
Why would you fall in love with a severed head? I'm sorry.
She's cute, actually. She does a little chores or whatever. She's like, oh hello, my name is Medusa.
But you can only talk to her through a mirror.
Yeah, or, you know, maybe she has sunglasses. There's been some depictions of where she wears a mask and like.
That's something.
So, yeah, and like, I don't know. It's like, Uma Thurman played her in the Percy Jackson movie.
Yes. Right?
How'd they get around with that?
She did have some pretty nice sunglasses.
Okay. But I haven't seen the series, the new series. I've heard it's great.
I have high hopes because the movie did not.
Well, the series is out. Well, the first few episodes.
I know. Yeah. I just haven't gotten around to seeing it.
I've heard it's great. So I wonder I think Medusa's in one of them. So
Well, she has to be. She's Auntie M.
Yeah. So Auntie M. That's right. So,
yeah.
Oh man, lots to see. Anyways, enough about that. We're talking about Sora Poseidon. It's a Macronarian sauropod, a group of long-necked dinosaurs that includes Brachiosaurus and Camarasaurus that later branched off into the Titanosaurs. It was 89 to 112 feet, /27 to 34 meters long, 44 to 66 tons. It stood 54 to 59 feet, /6.5 to 18 meters high, making among the tallest dinosaurs known. Not the heaviest, not the longest, but the tallest.
Just amazing to think that this animal weighed perhaps as much as 66 elephants.
Yeah, that's crazy. 66 elephants, oh my goodness.
An elephant's 1 ton.
I thought an elephant was like 6 tons.
I'm pretty sure it's one. Let me see.
I thought like a horse is 1 ton.
Let's double check on that.
Look, maybe it depends on the elephant.
Elephant. Okay. As we fact check mid show, feel like we should get some like catchy music playing here.
Okay. How does the Jeopardy music go out?
According to the African forest elephant is...
Forest elephant?
Oh,
yes.
How about that? Mistaken. Males weigh 8,000 to 15,800 to 15,400 pounds, while females are only 4,400 to 8,800. Wow.
So basically like 5 to 6 tons, basically, or something like that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I was way off. How about that?
I've always said mammals are so much denser than dinosaurs. The fact that an elephant weighs as much as a T-Rex, despite being far smaller in stature, is like incredible. I did see this fun video that was like, who would win a fight between a T-Rex and a Paleoloxodon, which is that big elephant.
Yeah.
They said the Paleoloxodon would win. So the T-Rex would first treat it like a Triceratops, like, oh, all the defenses in the front.
Right.
But unlike a Triceratops, like the Paleoloxodon is an elephant. It's smarter, you know, so it's like.
Exactly. And it's buff.
Yeah, it's buff.
Very buff.
It's got big long tusks.
Huh.
You know, it's funny, in Lord of the Rings, when they had the Mumikil, the animators made sure that they the Mumakil never used their trunks because it would make them too cute and remind them of elephants, I guess, too much. So like, as much as they're like, oh, it can use a trunk to pick up a soldier.
Remind them of elephants too much. How can you not know that they're an elephant? Well, it's because
you're supposed to see them get killed and like fall over and that sort of
thing. But it's a giant elephant. You never forget that it's an elephant never forgets. I never forget that it's an elephant.
I feel like it's the fact that it had six tusks kind of made me forget about the trunks part of like.
It's ridiculous.
In fact, the only thing about it, did they even have trunks? Yeah, they did. One of them roared and then they went, the trunk went up. Yeah.
And, what's his face? Legolas slides down.
He slides down the trunk. That's right. Yeah. So.
Okay. Anyhow.
Anyway, Sauropus Poseidon. It's a herbivore, much like an elephant or a Mumakil. I feel like the Mumakils would probably eat the orcs or whatever. Time, early Cretaceous, 118 to 110 million years ago. Location, USA, specifically Oklahoma, Wyoming, and Texas. Oh. Of course it's in Texas. Everything's bigger in Texas. That's what apparently it's the state dinosaur of Texas. What else would you expect? It's like they want big things.
Well, of course. They would, you know, it's their shtick.
Everything's bigger there in Texas. They want you to think everything's better, especially their dicks. They want you to know they have big throbbing cocks. because it's Texas. You know, they don't want you, they obviously don't.
Their mountains aren't bigger.
No, they're not. No, and also, look, as someone who grew up in Texas, let me tell you, barbecue is no good. I don't like, oh, look, my opinion, to be fair.
Okay.
I do not like barbecue.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I quite like it, but yeah.
It's too messy.
That is the downside.
As someone who, like, texture, and also the sauce, there's some good sauce. They have a Dr. Pepper-themed barbecue sauce. Mwah. Bellissimo.
Fair enough.
So it depends on the sauce, I guess.
Colorado state mammal is bigger than their state mammal.
That's true. Okay.
They have an armadillo. We have a Rocky Mountain bighorn sheep. Ah! Anyway.
That's good to know. Good to know. Our state dinosaur, though, I think it's actually Triceratops. I think
Stegosaurus.
Oh, Stegosaurus. That's right. That's ours.
Yes. We're Stegosaurus.
That's right. Yeah. So yeah, that's not as big as Sauroposide.
No,
not by a lot. And like, not even the super huge one from The Lost World. Have you seen the Stegosaurus and that thing are enormous.
They are pretty big, yeah.
They
might have exaggerated a
just little. Just a bit. This was described in 2000. Pop Culture Princess, the Dinoverse books, the TV programs Clash of the Dinosaurs, Monster Resurrected, and Planet Dinosaur, and the always dependable preschool show Dinosaur Train.
There you go.
So... yeah, did I feature in my book? Surely I mentioned them once or twice in my book. I think I did. I think one of the juggernauts was a Sauroposeidon. Again, it's one of those background characters. I do mention it's in Haunted Megazord Haunted Ones. So there we go. So yeah, that's a good thing I have a list.
I remember first reading about Sauroposeidon in the Jurassic Park Field Guide.
Oh, yes.
Which at the time was listed as the largest dinosaur ever. That has since been dethroned. But yes. Still, I was like, whoa, look at this
thing. Fact that it was the tallest, that's pretty cool.
Right, right.
But like the Brachiosaurus in Jurassic Park, that would look pretty tall. This is 20 feet taller than that. So
it's like really big.
It's like, it's a dinosaur. Where? I can't see it. It's too high up.
Oh my gosh.
Look, at some point, the sauropods are just showing off. Like, I don't know why they get so big. Like, so many, no other other animals get that big. Even like the mammals, the biggest they get on land is Indricotherium.
I read it was potentially because of the oxygen content.
I could see that. Actually, I did a little bit of a goof in that regard. And, In Megazoic, so in Era's End, when the champions come back, they're from the Jurassic period, and they go to the Cretaceous period. Yes. I mentioned that like he breathes in the oxygen's a little bit less than what he's used to. And it's like akin to altitude sickness. Mm-hmm. Turns out I was wrong. It's the opposite. There was less oxygen in the Jurassic than there was in the Cretaceous. So, but you know, it still would have been an issue. It would have been more like oxygen poisoning that you'd have to do. But I even mentioned, like, as a champion, his body is at the optimal health, so he has to.
Yeah,
he can adjust.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. It would work out.
Yeah.
Well, it was like in Terra. You know the show Terra Nova.
Yeah, I know. I've always wanted to watch it, but I know it's only one season that ends in a cliffhanger, so I don't know if I ever will.
Oh, it's so good. Like everything else gets resolved. Anyway, I bring it up because,
yes.
You know, they go from being in post-apocalyptic, hideous world. Earth is dying. There's no air. You can't go outside without a rebreather. And then they go to the Cretaceous period. And as soon as Mike Shannon walks through the portal, he's like on the ground gasping because he has hyper oxygen. Like it's like there's too much oxygen he's not used to.
Right.
Which, and he gets used to it and he's fine. But you know, you could pull a retcon on
that's
that.
Kind of, well, it's kind of, I could pretty easily. And also it's kind of like, you know, in Man of Steel with like Clark Kent or Kal-El adjusting to the to the Earth's atmosphere. So I guess that means the champions after a bit would be able to fly. So
there you go. They're even more champions.
That's how it works. Yeah. Imagine that big amphicillus was like
and shooting lasers from his eyes.
Yeah, of course. Instead of the ones they have on their backs. So yeah. Oh man, but so Sora Poseidon, like the fact it was just so tall, man. And like if it was like other, like I just don't get like so like this is a debate I was having with someone because they're talking about like how they don't think some of the bigger dinosaurs like Deinocheirus or whatever would have that much feathers because they're so big. Mm-hmm. Like, but I'm like, but they're not really fully warm blooded because if they were. They would have to eat too much and they'd overheat if that size.
Ah, that's a fair
point. They're like, but no, like we found like T-Rex grew up very quickly, which is symbols a high metabolism. Mm-hmm. Maybe it lost it as it got older. And it's just like, I don't know. What are you doing? Sort of like how I was horrified when I found out that maybe the giant ground sloths didn't have much hair for the same reason. I'm like, oh no. Like I thought they were kind of cute with the fur. Now I imagine them as big naked mole rats. But no, actually we find out since sloths have much slower metabolisms than other mammals. Cause like that's one of the reasons why they're so slow. They could still have fur, even at that size, even in the tropics. So so I don't know. Who knows? This is nothing to do with as far as I know, none of the sauropods had feathers.
As far as we know, I wonder if they did because
like a little mane.
So many other. Yeah. I mean, especially later.
Well, they are more closely related to the dinosaurs that did have feathers than say like some of the other ones we put feathers on, like the Hypsilophodons or the Triceratops ones, whatever.
So yeah.
Could seem to have little tufts maybe on their heads.
And even Triceratops had.
Quills on the back. Yeah. So,
yes.
And then now we think the pterosaurs might have had feathers, not even just those pycnofibers,
but actual down feathers.
So, like, which means it was ancestral to the lineage of Archosaurus.
So, maybe.
Where are the crocodiles with feathers?
Feathered crocodile. That would be so bizarre.
Don't the Aztecs have something like that? Or
well, they have Quetzalcoatl, who was the serpent god. Yes.
Yeah.
The feathered serpent god.
Yeah. I always imagine like if that one was ever a real creature, like it had those two pairs of wings up by its neck, but maybe they had little claws at the end that could crawl like a microraptor.
A giant microraptor.
That'd be cool. I think I've told you about a story idea I had where like they had to take care of the four serpents in Aztec mythology or whatever. And it's like the sun serpent that shoots lasers. There's a star serpent which shoots like solar fire and its wings have like stars.
That's so cool.
There's the storm serpent. It shoots like lightning that has like snow. And then there's the soul serpent, which has like all of them. So
that's neat.
Not a real part of Aztec mythology, but I imagine like a giant.
I mean, if you riff off of it a little bit, you know?
Yeah. So, but yeah. And also, to be fair, with modern depictions of long-necked dinosaurs, they have the necks as being so thick and the legs as being so little. And I'm just like, well, that doesn't make sense. Have you seen these depictions of them where it's like big, thick necks, little bitty legs?
Well, yeah, I'm looking at your computer right now.
Yeah.
Oh, right here too. Yeah, that it could work, but I don't see how those legs could support.
Yeah, it's like, oh man. Also, apparently it had a pretty gracile neck compared to Giraffatitan, the one from Brachiosaurus. So maybe that one wasn't as thick, but like I've seen them like at the bottom and it's just, oh my goodness. And also I've seen some people depict the long necks with little spikes coming out of their necks too. Like I don't like that either. Leave their necks unadorned, if you please. Like no puffs of air like in Dreadnoughts, no spikes.
Yeah, just, no. I kinda like the original design for a Margosaurus with those really
long
cool.
But now we think there were fins, right?
Yeah, they looked like fins.
Which
and now
James Gurney called early on in World of Beneath. He had them with fins.
But now they think they don't.
They thought they were fins. They thought they were spikes. And now it's back to fins.
It's back to fins.
It's back.
Yay,
to fins.
It's back. Okay, so, good. Yes. Excellent. Good.
So,
I like that one.
Yeah, so that's the one you like, the one with the fins. Yes. Okay, that's fine. Well, it's sort of like Saltosaurus is cool. It's the armor plated one, the one that had like bumps on it, which is incredible. Like, why would you eat that?
That's a strange adaptation. Well, and then
there's the ones like Shunosaurus had a little tiny little club. As if the tail wasn't bad enough. And now some people even think about Minkysaurus had that club too.
Did Sarah Poseidon have any unusual adornments?
Other than potentially the spikes on the neck, so we'll depict it. No, it was unadorned. It was just bare and stark, and I like it that way. Yeah. I was just Sarah Poseidon. The fact that it's so tall, I imagine it in my dinosaur, in my Megazord books, is like it has like not just like rocket launchers, but it has like artillery cannons on its back, those flak cannons, the ones with four sort of things, so it could fire at things really high up.
Oh yeah, you could totally use it for long range artillery.
Yeah, oh for sure. The only thing is, like, I've always wondered with the long range artillery, it's like, how does it go past the neck or does it go under the neck? You know, is it like,
I would say you have to angle it a little bit.
Yeah, so like back at this drawing here, it's like it's on the shoulders, kind of pointed in a direction that's sort of lower than where the neck is standing. Yes. Then also it doesn't deafen itself from the.
There was also that, I don't know what it was called. There was a cartoon. I don't know if it's called
Dino Riders.
Dino Riders, yeah. They have some sauropod with like a laser cannon on its neck, like mounted on the neck, shooting off.
Oh, that's true. And then they have the one. They have the in Primal Power. I have the Supersaurus. That's one of the enemies. It has a laser from its head, not its neck, so it can point it wherever. Kind of like one of those. Kind of like those beams from the tripods in War of the Worlds. So like, there's a lot of different ways it can arm long and dinosaur. In fact, for my prequel, if I ever go medieval, I was like, okay, what if you have like a Diplodocus or something, and then or some sort of long tailed one? You put a sling on its tail, put a rock in, fling that thing, it goes for miles.
That's actually a really good idea.
Yeah, and then it could just like take out a watchtower.
So it's a catapult. Yeah, or a trebuchet. Yeah.
Yeah, but just like put it on the end of its tail and just sending it out on whip. Its whip can already go really fast and just like boom, it was just stone towers just crumble.
That would be pretty epic.
Yeah, so
and just
a lot of different ways you can arm these things. I've had that one champion with swords. That's my favorite. Yes, the long neck with swords. Don't question it. Just enjoy it.
Just roll with it.
Just bask in the awe of it. let's see. This one would have to deal with Acrocanthosaurus. I don't think, obviously, Acrocanthosaurus would not be able to take a grown-up one, but it could definitely take the babies. That's like the only super predator it really would have to deal with. Tanatosaurus was there, but it's not there, but it wouldn't bother him.
He'd be too busy
bullying Tanatosaurus. So,
I mean, even Utah Raptor probably wouldn't go after them.
Right. No, for sure. Astrodon was another sauropod that lived around that time that was a little bit smaller, actually a lot smaller, because the Utah Raptors in Raptor Red deal with the Astrodons.
Apparently,
Hypotus is in this formation too, the shark.
A shark?
Yeah. Well, back then, you know, like the shark, like they were often in rivers.
The seaway, yeah, okay. That
rivers
makes sense.
And other stuff. So like, yeah, so Hypotus is that shark that you look at it, doesn't look like anything, and you find out the genus lasted from the Permian to the Cretaceous. And I'm like, what the hell, sharks? Stop being sharks.
No, we don't want to evolve. We're fine the way we are.
Yeah, they're just perfect. It's like, you're the list of things older than sharks, is what some people say, like the rings of Saturn, the North Star. Like some of the things that sharks are older than.
The North Star.
Not the actual star itself only dates back to about 300 million years ago. Sharks are older than that bloody star.
Sharks have been around for almost half a billion years. It's so crazy.
And they'll last half a billion more, probably.
They will.
Even though some sharks are threatened, yeah, some sharks are definitely threatened. As a whole, they'll be fine.
The sharks will survive one way or another.
Yeah, anyways.
We should still protect the ones we have now.
I should show you this thing, a list of good news before I leave here about like the world, nature, and all sorts of stuff. It's pretty good.
Yes.
But before then, before we do that, so let's rate Sarah Poseidon 1 at 65 million. I'm going to give it 64 million because I think it's really cool. The only thing I think maybe you could just, you know, this might be a bit unfair to say, but maybe if it was just a little bit bigger. It's too tall, not Wow. Bulky enough.
Wow, you just
I think Sore Poseidon's not trying hard enough.
Oh dear. You're too strict, man. No,
it's just tall. It's too tall. I want big. I want heavy.
I'm not sure how to place this one because it's really big.
It's really big. Cool.
And it's named after Poseidon, the god of the sea and the earth.
It's not even the only, like, there's Volcanodon, which is after Vulcan, you know, the god of volcanoes.
That's also true. I will give it.
I give it 64 million, even though I'm making fun of it for not being big enough. I still gave it nearly a perfect score. Its species name is Protoles. So Sora Poseidon Protoles, what an awesome name.
I am going to give it 64.5.
Oh, Price is Right rules.
I think it is trying hard enough. So there.
Still not quite perfect, but man, it's pretty damn good. Pretty damn big. That's it for this week. If you want to get a hold of the show, you can contact me at paleobitespodcast@gmail.com, paleobitespod on Twitter, paleobitespodcast on Instagram. Where can they find you?
You can find me at stephencurl.com, stephencurl.com.
Yes.
You can find my link to my novelette, The Spark, as well as a few other short stories and poems.
Yes, my book series, Megazoic, available for print and Kindle. Like I said, Sore Poseidon is mentioned like once or twice in Hunted Ones. Not really a character, but there's a lot of other dinosaurs. There's an Amphicelius/Maraponisaurus. There's a Patagotitan. There's an Alamosaurus. There's a lot of different long necks, a lot of different weapons on those long necks. Supersaurus. Seismosaurus is what I'll miss.
Absolutely.
Why is Supersaurus around, not Seismosaurus?
They just couldn't size it right.
They couldn't size it up. It wasn't super enough. Speaking of which, one of the synonyms, originally there was a dinosaur called Super Poseidon.
Super Poseidon.
That got absorbed into this, unfortunately. Okay, therefore, Sore Poseidon loses another million for that. You robbed us of Super Poseidon.
Oh, that's funny. That would have been great. Super Poseidon.
Because then
you have to have an Ultra Poseidon.
Yeah.
A Mega Poseidon.
And then like a Terra Poseidon.
Terra Poseidon.
And then a Super Zeus.
A Super Zeus.
Not enough dinosaurs named after Zeus. It's all Poseidon.
Are there any dinosaurs named after Zeus?
I don't think there's a single one. Not even Jupiter.
That's surprising. A Jupiter-saurus. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
If they ever find like the next biggest theropod,
okay, here we go.
Should name,
dinosaurs named after Greek gods, named after Pokemon, not bats. Oranosaurus. That's right. The same one of Uranus. That's the same with Uranus.
Yeah.
Kronosaurus, of course, Saturn.
Kronos.
That's not a dinosaur, to be fair, but.
But still, it's
so there we go. We got dinosaurs named after Uranus, not Jupiter.
But two of those are Titans, and then technically not
gods. It's true.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Well,
anyways,
we need a Zeusosaurus.
That's it for this week. It's the end of every episode of Paleo Bites. I'm Zeusosaurus. Shoot lightning. All right, bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.